The focus of this lesson is reported speech. Now, this is extremely useful. You'll talk about how to report what someone else has said.
と言っていました。
Was saying. Now, this phrase is composed of the te form of the verb
言う
to say plus
いました。
So, 言って plus
いました。
言ってました。Now, this is the polite past progressive.
言っていました means was saying.
Now, a lot of times we get into these very technical grammatical explanations, but think about this expression. It's literally translated as was saying. John was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Susan was saying. My mother was saying. This is something we use all the time, so it's going to be very, very useful. A couple major differences from English, but let's take a look at them right now. Can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
母は僕たちは似ていなかったと言っていました。
My mother was saying that we were not alike at all.
母は
Mother plus topic marking particle.
僕たちは似ていなかった。
We're not alike at all.
と
quotation particle.
言っていました。
Was saying. So literally, mother, we were not alike at all, was saying. Of course, it means that my mother was saying that we are not alike at all. So when you have a sentence with a quotation marking particle, many times,For this particular level, and this is a rule of thumb, not applicable every single time, but you can usually find out who's saying something or who's thinking something by looking at the beginning of the sentence. So you kind of zone your eyes out and you see mother at the beginning. Then at the end of the sentence, you can see と言っていました. So you can realize that mother was saying. And then you look at the inside part to kind of figure out who's actually talking about what. Now, to convey what someone else has said, we take the subject, optional,their indirect quote, attach the quote marker to, and the phrase
言っていました。
So, let's practice this sentence pattern with some examples. How do you say, it'll rain tomorrow, or it's going to rain tomorrow?
明日、雨が降る。
So we have, tomorrow, it will rain. How about mother was saying, it would rain tomorrow?
母は、明日雨が降ると言っていました。
So, you take the original sentence,明日雨が降る。Before that, you put
母は
mother, followed by
明日雨が降る。
And we follow that with
と言っていました。
Mother was saying it will rain tomorrow. Now, Naomi Sensei.
はい。
For those of you who don't know, Naomi Sensei also appears in EnglishPod101.com. Now, EnglishPod101.com is a site for Japanese learners of English. So, Japanese people studying English.
はい。
So, Yuichi was saying...
何?
That he really likes your voice. Yuichi sensei wa Naomi no koe ga suki da to itte mashita.
Heee.
So, Yuichi was saying he really likes your voice.
Uso de sho?
Yes, it's not really true, but this was just an example to illustrate what we were talking about today. So, I was taking something that was said and then talking about that. So, when you want to talk about something you heard, reporting speech, this to itte mashita is very useful.
そうですね。